This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. While usually we have little control over when we get to plant wheat in southeast Kansas, last year we had a wide window. And if it stays dry, but hopefully not too dry, we will again this year. Ideally, it's somewhere between October the 5th to October the 20th. Farmers generally plant wheat by pounds per acre, attempting to plant around 90 to 100 pounds in this area. And this works well if the seeds are the average size of 15,000 seeds per pound. The problem is, wheat seed size can be anywhere around 12,000 to 18,000 seeds per pound. That variation can dramatically over or underplant if going just by pounds per acre. Instead, an ideal seeding rate of 1.1 to 1.4 million seeds per acre should be the target, and the pounds calibrated to that target. That rate can be increased by 25% for late planting wheat, or if the wheat is intended to be grazed. Certified seed usually has the number of seeds per pound listed, but many farmers plant their own bin run wheat. Determining seeds per pound is easy. Just count a handful of seeds and weigh them on a scale, doing this a few times to get an average. Drill charts give the pounds that will be planted based upon the opener spacing. But this goes back to the original issue of not knowing the seeds per pound. Don't forget about drill calibration before planting, and making sure the drill is actually planting the amount you're expecting it to. You can't go back and unplant a field. Along with seeding rate, it's a good idea to consider starter fertilizer in the drill or seeder as well. Wheat is highly responsive to phosphorus levels, and fields even somewhat on the low side of background phosphorus or slightly acidic should consider in-furrow fertilizer. Wheat deficient in phosphorus will have less tillers and poorer root development. MAP and DAP is safe to mix with seed, and even let it set for a few days if need be. The only issue is that the fertilizer will absorb water with high humidity and it can get gummy. Nitrogen and potassium are salt fertilizers, and collectively should not exceed 30 pounds per acre in furrow in a 7.5 inch drill in our clay soils. Many air seeders and some drills, however, place the fertilizer to the side of the furrow. In this case, there is much more leniency in the risk of salting effects. Wheat does not need much nitrogen in the fall. 20 to 40 pounds of nitrogen per acre is plenty, as the rest will be top dressed in the spring. Since most wheat here is double cropped into soybean, it is important to know your soybean fertility before planting the wheat. This usually increases the need for P and K before planting wheat. The wheat can also capitalize on the nitrogen in the phosphorus fertilizer and the chloride in the potash. Lastly, sulfur is an important fertilizer for wheat. It's more important in the spring when the wheat needs need for it, but the organic matter has yet to start to mineralize. However, it can be applied in the fall or top dressed in the spring. If you have any questions about wheat planting or fertility, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.